tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 11th of February, isn't it? Clock's wrong. Yeah, 11th of February. That's right. And it's InfoWars. Tomorrow's New Today. We covered it yesterday. Today it's on all the headlines. Brian Sicknick, the officer who died as a result, supposedly, of the Capitol riot. Well, he was fine until a little while after. Now Darren J. Beattie has been digging in, and it's more insane than we thought. Let's go to the clip.
I need all of your listeners to listen very carefully. This is maybe the most important story that Revolver's ever run. I know this goes much deeper than we've reported yet. There's more coming out, and I need to figure out just how much to report and how. But to start out with, go to revolver.news and go to the story highlighted MAGA blood libel. Why are they hiding the medical report? Now, I'm going to walk through the key factors in this case very quickly, but everyone go to revolver.news, read their report, share it. It's deeply disturbing, deeply provocative, and I promise you, the rabbit hole goes far deeper than you'd ever expect. So what's the story with this Officer Sicknick? As Raheem pointed out very eloquently, the media ran with the narrative. Oh, he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher. The New York Times reported this. The New York Post reported this. Everyone reported this, and this was a key narrative component of constructing the narrative of domestic terror. In fact, even the House trial memorandum itself repeated this lie that Trump incited these quote-unquote insurrectionists who bludgeoned this officer to death with a fire extinguisher. Now, I think it's explosive enough as a story that it turns out that that's not actually true. It turns out he wasn't bludgeoned at all. But the really mysterious and disturbing stuff comes when we ask, so what actually happened with him? What's the timeline? And again, this is all very, very granular detail in the Revolver News article, but I want to point out a few key details. Now, on Wednesday, multiple hours after the protests have concluded, Sicknick, that is the officer in question, texted his brother Ken that very night, and he said he was basically fine. He said, quote unquote, he was pepper sprayed twice, but that he was in good shape. That's on Wednesday, the evening after the protests concluded. Now, a very weird thing happened. The next day in the afternoon, the officer's family got phone calls conveying the information that Officer Sicknick was dead. Now, one really weird thing about this, the phone calls, were they coming from the hospital? Were they coming from doctors? Were they coming from the Capitol Police, the FBI, the DOJ? No. They were coming from media reporters. So somehow certain privileged media personnel were the first to receive this sensitive information circling, quote unquote, among law enforcement officials that Sicknick was dead. Now it gets even weirder. The Capitol Police spokesperson comes out after these rumors circulated and said, wait a second, he's not dead. Only quickly to reverse that right after saying, oh, now he actually is dead. So there's something very weird there. Why did the media know this first? Why did the Capitol Police then deny this only right after to say, oh, after all, he was dead? Again, it gets even weirder. Reports are that Sicknick told his, there were reports that he collapsed inside the Capitol building and then was rushed to the hospital. The Wikipedia entry on this still has this as the official story, collapsed in the building. But then the U.S. Capitol Police made a statement saying that he returned to his office at the police division first. So sometime between Sicknick being fine, healthy, and back in his office on Wednesday night, he died effectively early Thursday evening from an apparent stroke. Now, what of this stroke? There's no evidence of
what
this.
What a tangled
Again,
web
no medical
we weave when we practice to deceive. Lies surround us.
You cannot hide a grand assault.
America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal InfoWars.com band.video. It is the 11th of February, 2021. It's a Thursday. Welcome to the program. My name is Harrison Smith, and I thank you so much for being here. Quite a bit of stuff to cover today. Of course, we are in the throes of the sham impeachment, the blatantly partisan attempt to disbar President Trump from ever running for office again. And the lies are compounding and becoming more extreme and more outrageous. And we'll cover it all in today's program. And I'll show you the videos that they showed in an attempt to portray the riot at the Capitol as some sort of deadly insurrection, despite the fact that it wasn't an insurrection and the only people that died were those who were killed by the police. Incredible stuff, and we'll get into all of it and more. Of course, we want to take your phone calls. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. The question of the day will be, what's been the most egregious thing you've seen as a part of the impeachment? Is it the blatant lies? Is it the emotional manipulation? Is it the fact that they'll begin a speech by saying we're sticking to cold, hard facts before quickly breaking down into tears, crying about how they felt during all of it? What to you has been the most outrageous lie of the Democrats during the impeachment? The number to dial again, 1-877-789-2539. And with the formalities out of the way, we begin as we always do with our daily dispatch. Do the thing. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 11th of February, 2021. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin falsely claims Trump supporters took part in, quote, burning of a church. This takes my award for most egregious lie of the impeachment so far. And you can find the story at InfoWars.com. House impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin falsely claimed that Trump supporters took part in the burning of a church and impaled police officers during his speech in the Senate yesterday. He said, quote, that's before the second million MAGA march, a rally that ended in serious violence. Of course, they don't mention that that violence came from the Antifa counter protesters attacking families of Trump supporters. Multiple Proud Boys were stabbed by Black Lives Matter activists following that. But let's leave that to the side for now and focus on this next part where he says, quote, even the burning of a church. This statement, as the article points out, is manifestly false. Trump supporters never set fire to a church, just a blatant, outright, inexcusable lie. The historic St. John's Church in Washington, D.C. was set ablaze by violent extremists back in May, but the culprits were the Black Lives Matter demonstrators. Either Raskin has confused the two, or he's deliberately mistaking the burning of a Black Lives Matter flag by former FBI informant and Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio. The flag was stolen from a church, but at no point was the church set on fire. Yes, that's what happens. If you burn a church down, they'll hang your banner up on their wall. But if you burn the banner, then you get blamed for burning the church. This is a pattern that we'll see repeated as we cover today's news. As Chris Manahan writes, WUSA 9 released a report where their reporter speculated that it, quote, looked like one, quote, rioter wanted to impale an officer, but they never claimed any such impaling took place. So there you go. The speculation by a local news reporter becomes cold, hard fact presented on the Senate floor as a part of an impeachment proceedings. The next headline at InfoWars.com, Democrats caught using fake evidence at impeachment trial. This is where it gets even worse, if that's possible. Democrats were caught Wednesday using fake evidence during their impeachment clown show and were forced to withdraw it, proving they don't care about the truth and only about trying to punish President Trump. And this has to do with impeachment manager David Cicilline, who said that he dialed Senator Lee by accident. Senator Lee describes it that he just ended a prayer in the Senate chamber. Cicilline then charged that Trump asked Tuberville to, quote, make further objection to Biden's election vote count while the Senator Lee stood by. It soon emerged that the entire claim was BS when Senator Lee confirmed that it never happened. Lee shouted at him, and Raskin had to admit that the claim was fake and withdraw it. Earlier in the hearing, Representative Eric Swalwell used a photoshopped tweet in an attempt to add extra weight to a post that Trump retweeted about his supporters fighting for the country. This was a tweet by a woman named Jennifer Lynn Lawrence, who says, I've never been verified on Twitter, so why did my tweet used in the fact-free impeachment include a verification badge? Essentially, they took a picture of a tweet and then added the verification badge that wasn't actually there using blatantly false photoshopped evidence in their impeachment trial. It's absolutely insane, but perhaps that is what is causing the media class and the elite conspirators with them to write this type of headline. Again, at InfoWars.com, de-Trumpification, media lays out plans to deprogram Trump supporters from their extremist views. The leftist propaganda outlet Axios on Tuesday laid out a de-Trumpification program for how to deprogram Trump supporters from their extremist views. The de-radicalization program, which reads more like a radicalization program, called for mass censorship and Soviet-style purge of all of our institutions to root out conspiracy theorists and their dangerous ideologies. Thought crime on the way. And I'll remind you, folks, Axios has been the publication that the elite have been using for the entire year to preview what is to come. Axios was the one who got the exclusive about the red wave, where they told their fellows in the cabal what the steel would look like and what to expect while they the red tide, the false red tide that they were laying the groundwork for. That was preparation for them using late night ballot surges to steal the election. Washington Post has this rather shocking headline. Shocking, not unexpected. Why free speech makes it difficult to prosecute white supremacy in America. There's a tool at the federal government's disposal that was created in the 1970s to take down mob bosses, mafia families, and organized criminal enterprises, groups of people with common ideology who made the United States less safe. The Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, allowed the FBI and Justice Department to hold accountable not just the low-level henchmen doing the dirty work, but the leaders and organized behind desks who are making plans and issuing directives. So now they're attempting to use this to go after people who didn't commit a crime but may have said something distasteful. That's right, they're going after the First Amendment just as strenuously as they're targeting the Second. Also, sort of in First Amendment slash basic sanity realm, we have this headline from InfoWars.com. NHS in Britain instructs midwives to say chest feeding instead of breastfeeding, and to say human milk instead of mother's milk. That's the UK's National Health Service, who have instructed the midwives to stop using this. Midwife, I think, is more gendered than the term breastfeeding. I'll remind you, men and women both have breasts. So what does this mean? It means they're all insane. Also from InfoWars.com, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. banned from Instagram days after outlining Bill Gates's global domination efforts. Cancel culture will be a major topic in today's program. Here's another just utterly outrageous headline, this time from the Miami Herald. Biden weighs U.S. travel restrictions to slow COVID variants. What he means is interstate domestic travel restrictions, including on Florida, fearful that coronavirus mutations are threatening to reverse hard-fought progress on the pandemic. Discussions in the administration over potential travel restrictions do not target a specific state, but focus on how to prevent the spread of variants that appear to be surging from a number of states, including Florida and California. So be prepared for that vaccine passport to be necessary for travel within the borders of the United States. Meanwhile, our borders wide open, and they're not testing people who are spilling across the border and being released into our communities.
conflict of interest. This headline from nationalpulse.com. The WHO's COVID investigator is a recipient of Chinese communist cash and worked with the Wuhan lab for 18 years. Investigators investigating themselves will never get to the truth. As another preview of what is to come here in America, in the UK, MI6, the spy agency equivalent to the American CIA, is now recruiting foreign-born spies for the first time in order to improve diversity. Nothing says diversity like foreigners in your spy state. The White House has met with gun violence prevention advocacy groups who are using the excuse of the rise in murders over this last year to target gun owners. That's right. Defund the police, let the murder rate skyrocket, and then use that excuse to go after gun owners. It's all part of the same nefarious plan, folks. That's it. Your Daily Dispatch for the 11th of February.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They're a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it. Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance. The other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
So much incredible, so many incredible stories to get to, so much incredible video to show you folks. Today's program will be fully stocked with all of the absurdity that you can handle and maybe even more than that. It's American Journal, folks, and we're brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. You can go there to make a purchase of one of our fantastic products. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that a lot of callers call in sometimes just to rant and rave about how great our products are. We don't put people up to this. We don't pay people for this. We don't suggest that they do this. It's just the natural consequence of getting an incredible product that changes your life. You want to tell people about it and spread the word. And we thank you so much that you do. Right now, 25% off Winter Sun Plus. That is our vitamin D3 and K formula supplement. And that's something I take every single day of my life. And it's very delicious. And so far, it's been working fairly well. I'm not sick. So what more do you need to know? I'm not saying that'll work for you, but I don't think it'll hurt. Let's just say that. And of course, 50% off our pure turmeric extract. That's similar to Bodies, same active ingredient, but in a liquid form. I think, yeah, Bodies right now is still on a waiting list. You can join the waiting list for that incredible supplement. I know that's a lot of people's favorites, definitely at the top of my list. But if you just can't wait, then go ahead and get the pure turmeric extract, and you'll have the same effects, the same active ingredient, the same incredible power of turmeric to boost your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. You can get it all at InfoWarsStore.com, and you support this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars.com. Let's go out now to the phone calls, start off early in this program, hearing from you, the American people. We have Pastor Sam, who's actually in Mexico. Our first international caller of the day, and a fan favorite for sure. Thanks for calling in, Pastor Sam. You have comments about impeachment, and I know you were online yesterday to talk about Texit. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to you yesterday, but glad to have you on today to tell us your thoughts about Texit and the impeachment. Thanks for calling in, Pastor Sam.
No shame. The clock ran out on me yesterday, but you had some excellent callers that were really high energy, so it was a lot of fun just for me to listen in. Yes, while the impeachment is happening in Washington, D.C., it's hard for me even to watch.
Yeah.
I see that, and this is kind of going to be a shocking statement for an American to hear, but being out here in the larger world, this is the way that I see it. The Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is the leader of the free world. He's the leader of the free world as far as in the Western Hemisphere, anyhow. So no offense to great nations like India or Japan or even Great Britain, but there's not much west of the prime meridian there. And as far as our hemisphere, this is the leader that I'm really looking at. And I want to tie that into Texit, because so many interesting points were brought up yesterday. And let's just start with this. The whole difficulty of Texas secession is largely because of two things that are very, very temporary. One is the constancy that the lights haven't gone out and a foreign attack has not been made at this point. If that were made, a lot of the smoke-filled room, a lot of the armchair politicking would be over instantaneously, and it would be a question of who's going to fight for the survival and the ongoing security of their own home in Texas and other places. And the other thing is the dollar. So many of the issues are about, oh, okay, what about the taxes and what about the dollars and what about the debt and who's going to pay the different government employees at the different levels and even defense. And those two things, the switch is going to flip one day and it's going to be over. There's not going to be a dollar and there's not going to be lights on and constancy. And so I think that Texas independence is something that people need to prepare for. And then when it is thrust upon the world, whether to stand for their lives or whether to not, Texas independence is going to be a no-brainer. So that's the first thing. And The next thing is, I'm really concerned, and I want to hear what you have to say about this. I'm really concerned about the depth of the swamp. We really don't need a leader that's weak in the knees. We really don't need these Bush cronies, which are all over Texas. And just for example, the Texas Land Commissioner, George P. Bush, this is a very powerful office.
Oh, absolutely. And he was actually one of the ones who was at the forefront of trying to basically eliminate the Alamo as a historic site and get rid of the cenotaph, which is the empty tomb honoring the heroes of the Capitol. He was head of the bureau that was in charge of trying to get that removed. So, yeah, definitely the swamp. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Every time that there's an attack on the Alamo, it's him.
Right.
And I actually spoke about that. I went to San Antonio and spoke before the city council and was a part of a few different events around resisting any change to the cenotaph, which is a war grave, really as holy of a site as there could possibly be in the heart of a Texan. And every time that there's an attack on it, George P. Bush is behind it. Now, remember, this is Jeb Bush's boy, and Jeb Bush married a woman of Mexican ancestry, and so Jeb Bush plays the Latin American card very often. But the fact is, he believes in Texas as a Spanish territory. And so that's just one example. Oh, and he's also the front man for the CIA in Texas. And so what about that guy? As Texas independence moves forward, I think that there needs to really be a at the voting booth, an elimination. And in the restructuring of the offices, I think there really needs to be an elimination of these Bush cronies, the big oil cronies like George P. Bush.
Yeah, absolutely.
Others.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the call, Pastor Sam. Always very enlightening. You always bring a very nice, usually alternative viewpoint. You're there south of the border. You do a lot of traveling in South America, and we don't pay enough attention to what goes on down there because it does have effects up here, and we always appreciate you bringing that perspective onto the show. And so let me answer some of the points that you made. I think, you know, what you're pointing out to me is like any of the bad things that you see about Texas secession can easily be flipped into a good thing, right? People talk about, well, how will you pay for stuff? What about the dollar? What about reliance on the dollar? How do you think America is in the problem that it's in? The dollar is one of the main, you know, apparatuses of control that has been used to take advantage of the American people for so long. It's not a problem that we're going to have to get off the dollar and away from the Federal Reserve. That's one of the main benefits of leaving Texas, right? Or of Texas leaving the Union, right? Is that the manipulation of the monetary system has been so egregious. And one of the ways that they've been able to bankrupt America has been through the manipulation of the monetary system. And that, to me, is one of the primary reasons why you'd want to get out of the fiat system that we're currently held in under American law. Similar with the depths of the swamps. I mean, you want to talk about deep swamps. I think the primary reason for wanting Texas independence is because the swamp of Washington, D.C. is so deep it's impossible to drain at this point. That's been what we've seen over the last 4 years with President Trump. Try as he might, try as we all might, the swamp has such grips on the capital city and on our nation, it is impossible to pick it apart or dismantle it piece by piece. We have to just sever the tie and say, you go your own way, we go ours. And I think, you know, even though there is some swampiness here in Texas, the more local you can get, the smaller scale you can get, the more easily you can handle that swamp corruption.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset or the beauty of the waves in the ocean or the beauty of your wife or your husband or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it. I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God, and I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
If Donald Trump were elected, I believe he'd be impeached pretty quickly.
There's a very good chance that Donald Trump could face impeachment.
Impeach Donald Trump!
We've got to do something about him.
Can you impeach someone if you're just being who they are?
Impeach 45!
We've introduced 5 articles of impeachment.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
The House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
He should be impeached.
We will impeach Donald John Trump.
Article 1 is adopted.
Well, I think it's important we get on with the business, getting him out of office.
Inciting sedition as he did yesterday, he must be removed.
The Norfolk FBI office issued a warning based on information they received a day before the Capitol was attacked last week. What happened after that to leave police unprepared remains unknown.
More evidence suggesting the insurrection may have been pre-planned. The 2 pipe bombs placed at the RNC and DNC headquarters were left the night before.
3 days before the Capitol riot, the Pentagon and Justice Department reached out to Capitol Police to offer manpower, but Capitol Police turned both offers down.
As this enormous crowd shows, we have
truth and justice on our side. We have a deep and enduring love for America in our hearts. We love our country. We have overwhelming pride in this great country. We have it deep in our souls. Together, we are determined to defend and preserve government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
The Constitution only empowers Congress to impeach and remove a president from office. Once he's out of office, Congress loses jurisdiction.
If we convict him, we can then, by only 51 votes, remove him from ever running for office again.
Barring him from running for office again.
He can never run again.
Ban of former President Trump from running again.
Keep him from running for office again.
There you go, folks. You know, this isn't about pointing out that Democrats are hypocrites or that their impeachment charade is based on a lie. That should be obvious to every thinking human being with a set of eyes and a pair of ears. This is about letting you know what justice looks like moving forward. They already had the goal in mind. The goal was impeachment. They already had the idea in mind that they were going to convict Trump for something, anything. It didn't matter what it was. And you have to understand, this is where we're moving. They're not going to wait for you to actually commit a crime and then punish you for that crime. They're going to stick you with whatever crime happens to fit at that moment because they're persecuting you politically. We are entering into a realm of political persecution where those in power wield that power against the American people with no ability to prevent them from doing so. And this impeachment is all about flaunting that to the American people, and it's an important thing to understand. And with that, we go back out to the phone calls. Matthew in Ohio wants to talk about the double standard of the trial. What's the old phrase? If the Democrats didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have standards at all. Thanks for calling in, Matthew. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. I just want to start off and say congrats, Harrison Hillsmith. Saw your little piece on OAN this morning that got the credit that it deserved.
Thank you.
So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, we'll play that a little bit later. Yeah, my Trump if video was played on OAN, and they were nice enough to contact me and ask if they could use it. And I said, of course you can. So we'll play that here a little bit later too. But I'm glad it's getting a lot of attention. Thank you.
Yeah, tip of cap to them. And I was sitting with my grandmother actually around the last couple of days, and she's always been a conservative and a Trump supporter. Doesn't like, you know, his big mouth, blah blah blah. But she pointed out stuff that I've been saying for so long, and she's like, Matthew, they're calling out what they're doing and blaming it on us. And I'm like, Grandma, that's what they do. It's all about projection. And we had a long conversation throughout, you know, watching that. I was kind of listening to you guys in my ear on my podcast. But I don't understand beyond the media not covering it, just how they can continue to just spout, like, with the officer. Everyone came out before there was even any information. You guys did a great piece this morning with that Reason did. But things like that where they're just, you know, blatant lies. You can just look it up with records and they just continue to, no, fire extinguisher didn't happen. Move on. White supremacist.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's completely insane. Of course, you're talking about the piece that we played in the first 5 minutes. Some of the radio listeners maybe didn't hear that, but it was Jaron J. Beatty talking about his piece on Revolver called MAGA Blood Libel. And essentially, yeah, it's exactly what you're talking about. They run with just blatant falsehoods. I talked about it yesterday. I showed the New York Times article that still says that Brian Sicknick was overcome by protesters and he was bashed in the head with a fire extinguisher and had to be dragged away. And then I read the article, you know, actually quoting the medical examiner saying there was no blunt force trauma, and quoting the prosecutors there who said, yeah, we can't build a murder case because we've watched all the footage. We basically have, you know, Brian Sicknick on film the entire time, and there's nowhere in the video that he's actually attacked and overwhelmed by these people. So New York Times hasn't retracted that. They haven't said they were wrong. Even if they did, the narrative's already out there. And again, this is just the way that they operate now. They don't have to do any research. And, you know, I talk about it all the time. You can go back to 2016 when, a gay youth pastor from a church drew a swastika on his own church. And, you know, when they arrested him and asked him about it, he said, well, I wanted to create a false flag So people knew how scared they should be. They should know the threat that they're under. So, you know, I drew a swastika on my church, you know, to show them how dangerous Trump supporters were. And the reason he did that, and the reason he's even using the word false flag, is because he knows, and everybody knows at this point, the media is not going to do any research. They're not going to go and actually look into this and say, wait, now, is this a legitimate hate crime? Is it not? They just report whatever fits their narrative. And then once it, there it is, the confession on Washington Post, hail Trump, an anti-gay slur was scrawled on Indiana church right after Trump's election. The investigation led to an unlikely suspect. I have to disagree with that. It's almost always a false flag. Basically every hate crime we've seen coming from so-called Trump supporters have been hate crimes, or have been falsifications, have been false hate crimes, hate crime hoaxes ever since 2016. There's almost not been a real one. At this point, it is literally the boy who cried wolf, where, you know, you have even just today, I think in Seattle or somewhere, there's a swastika drawn on a synagogue. And it's like the first thing you think is like, oh, right. Really? Yeah, right. We've seen how this plays out before because it's time and time again. I'd love to be able to trust the media. I'd love to, you know, be able to see hate crime and go, dang, that's bad. And, you know, we condemn that. But that's not the reaction anymore. Now the reaction is, really? Really? Are you sure? And so, yeah, the Brian Sicknick, Officer Brian Sicknick of the Capitol Police is like the most egregious one I've seen in a very long time. And the Darren J. Beatty piece gets even farther, where he's talking about, not only did he not die from blunt force trauma, he wasn't hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, he wasn't killed by Trump supporters, he was apparently totally fine at the end of the day, calling his brother, said, "Nah, I'm great, I got maced a few times, but I'm all right," and then mysteriously suffers a stroke and dies that night. And there's a lot of mystery surrounding that as to who was involved with that and what the actual stroke was and why they aren't releasing the medical information and why members of the media have access to it while others don't. Very, very strange goings on with Officer Brian Sicknick. And I pointed this out for a while as well. According to his family, Officer Brian Sicknick was a Trump supporter who had actually written letters to Congress in defense of President Trump saying you shouldn't impeach him the first time he was being impeached. And so you really have to understand what this is the mainstream media or the Democrats as a whole. There you go. Well, that's the Twitter account. People are saying that Twitter account maybe wasn't real. There's questions about that. But I actually saw reports from his family members talking about a letter he'd written. So it's pretty simple. They'll kill you. They'll blame your death on your friends. And then they'll pretend to honor you as a fallen hero in the Capitol while saying that you and everyone like you is a domestic terrorist. They'll use your death to say people like you are domestic terrorists. It's sickening beyond belief. It's not just a double standard. It's just evil.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock, together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight. Fight.
Infowars.com. You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. We're going to waste no more time and go directly out to your phone calls as we continue to hear from you, the American people, about what you think about the impeachment sham going on right now in our nation's capital, the cesspit of corruption. Let's go to Rennell in New York. I'm sorry. I know you told me what this was last time. Is it Rennell?
It's Rennell. Yes.
Oh, it is Rennell. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in, Rennell. You're on the air.
Hey. Hi, Harrison. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, the media loves to spin stuff about Trump and the impeachment trials. I couldn't even watch it. I couldn't even watch it because they never show when he said, "Be peaceful. Don't do violence."
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, that's what he said. If you look at the video of his speech, he said, "Be peaceful, do not cause any violence." And the media fails to mention that it was anything about BLM and Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
They were the bad actors in this case.
Yeah, they literally use videos from Jaden X or whatever that guy's name is, the Black Lives Matter Antifa activist who'd already been in charge charged for a violent Black Lives Matter rally in Utah and basically a known agent provocateur with a CNN reporter. They were together. They, you know, helped lead the charge into the Capitol. They use his videos, but they don't mention who he is or what he's involved in. And then, yeah, of course, they selectively edit portions of Trump's speech. Even the parts they showed didn't show him inciting a riot whatsoever. Really, the thing you have to imagine is that what if they're portraying to have happened actually happened? And then you can really, just imagine what it would have been like if Trump had actually incited the riot. If he'd actually said, "We're going to go there, we're going to kick the door down, you're going to hold them to account. You're going to kill them. You're going to put them, like, they'd all be dead. What if the insurrectionist, instead of walking through politely with their hands up, as you see in the videos that they played yesterday, that they're all saying is chilling. By the way, like every single media outlet used the word chilling, chilling videos show. What if instead they were heavily armed? What if instead of wandering aimlessly around the Capitol, what if there actually had been pre-planning? And what if they actually had known exactly where to go? Because that's, you know, one of their things. They're like, well, this officer led them away from the Senate chambers. They were all looking for the Senate chambers. Isn't the first thing you would do if you're planning an insurrection, if you're planning a coup, is being like, all right, once we're in the Capitol, here's where we go. Here's where the people are. Here's what the plan is. Instead, they're just wandering around. So just imagine if everything they were saying was actually true. And all of these Trump supporters were heavily armed, and Trump actually encouraged this, and they actually went in with deadly intent, and they actually had pre-planned it and knew where to go and who to attack. It would be a bloodbath. It would have been devastating beyond belief. There wouldn't be any confusion. They wouldn't have to go up there and cry. They wouldn't have to show little videos of like Mike Pence, like walking down a hall and be like, here, he's fleeing the angry mob. It would have been a bloodbath. So you can just imagine, you know, what it would have been like if everything they're saying is true. Compare that with what actually happened, and what you're left with is the obvious fact of this was a spontaneous event with unarmed protesters and rioters who for months had been ignored, disparaged, and had their concerns completely thrown to the side by the people that are supposed to represent them. And they were angry and making their voices known, and then walked through the Capitol, you know, shouting and yelling and chanting and waving American flags, not destroying anything, not killing anyone, not doing any damage, not burning the whole place down. It's so far removed their fantasy from reality. It's shocking. And of course, the MSM has to spin it as hard as they can to make people think that, you know, what they saw was actually an insurrection coup. It's totally ridiculous. I completely agree. Rennell, anything else before I let you go?
Yes. Second point. maybe CNN and MSNBC and the mainstream media should be listed as terrorist organizations. Oh, okay. Second point. Something Owen said on the asked on the War Room like last week. What should Cuomo, Whitmer, Newsom, and these corrupt governors, like, what should they do for faking a pandemic? I'm going to answer that question now. They owe an apology, but they need to reimburse these businesses and individual people for the loss of revenue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Newsom is at least facing some sort of political backlash, as I believe yesterday or maybe early today, they actually achieved enough signatures to trigger a recall vote on Governor Newsom. So his political life is actually at threat. But yeah, instead of what you're saying happened, which I completely agree with, instead they're being basically rewarded as Congress and the COVID relief bill is actually going to, you know, help cover their failures, actually pay from the states that didn't shut down will now be paying to cover the failures and the bankruptcy that has been caused by the states that did shut down. So, you know, I mean, nothing in our country is fair. Nothing is just. Nothing works well. So,
correct.
Yeah, it's like what should happen and what does happen. It's not, they're not just, you know, not the same. They're polar opposites of one another. Time after time after time, the failures of the Democrats are rewarded, and it's just the world that we live in now. They control everything. But yeah,
Harrison. In closing, I would like to say we need to get out there and live our lives. You know, take off the masks, hug, kiss, be social, do all those things. Like It's depressing. When I went to the mall, no fun stuff for the kids to do, no fun things like entertainment is not there. But we need to get all of that back. We need to reopen fully, live our lives, stop playing hide and go seek with COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's up to every single person to live it out in their own lives and demand it in others. And, you know, especially in places like, you know, your place of business, if your coworkers or your boss is, you know, flirting with the idea of mandating vaccines, you need to speak up. You need to say no. You need to provide them the proof. And in fact, in the next hour, I'm going to be going through another tranche, another, you know, entire stack of news of the side effects, incredibly worrying side effects from the vaccine. So we'll go into that in the next hour. And we'll be covering, you know, what we talked about a little bit earlier in this segment, which is the incredible hypocrisy of the leftists. Thank you so much, Rennell. I know you're trapped up there in the People's Republic of New York. So in a lot of ways, you have more responsibility than the rest of us because you're fighting a more difficult fight and a more outnumbered fight. So Godspeed, my friend. Let's go now to Johnny in Denmark, who wants to talk about the trial, and Bruce Castor. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Hi, Ian Harrison. I was asked by the cold screener what the most ridiculous aspect of the trial was. And I think it was, I responded, it was clearly all of Bruce Castor's opening statement being well within the NWO's Overton window.
Right.
I don't have to elaborate on that. You did a very good job of that yesterday yourself, in particular about the greatest presidential election fraud in U.S. history. Not having been a fraud, and Trump having legitimately lost, and the people having spoken and being unhappy with him, one of the most popular presidents in U.S. history, probably got, you know, over 110 million votes, if you ask me. But anyway, what's also interesting is that at least almost all of the mainstream and most of the alternative media presumed and even reported that Trump is unhappy with Bruce Castor, which may or may not be true. And I hearken back to something you said some time ago, and much to your credit, that, you know, we have to be careful about confirmation bias, and that a lot of times if you think about things carefully, you think that, well, it could be evidence that, you know, the system is just so irreparably corrupt that Trump can't get justice. Or it could be that Trump is basically setting them up, and it was necessary to lose that vote, because if he had won that vote, then he wouldn't get to present the evidence. But again, time will tell. Everything yields to the ultimate evidence. So the question is,
right.
You know.
No, yeah, he has a great opportunity now. It'll be a complete waste if he doesn't use this opportunity to present all of the evidence of voter fraud and of Democratic violence spurring.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure, it's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Governments have now set the precedent that normal life is a privilege they allow us to have, something that can be withdrawn at any minute, under any justification, with the expectation of nothing in return but groveling obedience and the vitriolic repudiation of any dissent. With barely a whimper of opposition, lockdowns have now been established as the primary, reasonable go-to response to a crisis. This isn't going to end with COVID-19. There'll be new mutations, new viruses, but you'll also hear louder calls for climate lockdowns. Remember the headlines back during the first lockdown? Lockdowns trigger dramatic fall in global carbon emissions. Wild animals enjoy freedom of a quieter world. Nature liberated by lockdown? Who wouldn't stay at home for a few weeks to save the planet? Then a few weeks turns into a few months, but it's for Mother Earth. Climate change alarmists have been calling for this very thing for decades, but mostly they've been ignored. Until now. Karl Lauterbach, an MP for the German Social Democratic Party, outlined the plan.
A German lawmaker has got a furious reaction for suggesting COVID restrictions could be the template for fighting climate change.
There will never be a vaccine against CO2. So we need measures for tackling climate change that are similar to the restrictions of personal freedom in the pandemic.
Under a climate lockdown, governments would limit private vehicle use, ban consumption of red meat, and impose extreme energy-saving measures while fossil fuel companies would have to stop drilling. To avoid such a scenario, we must overhaul our economic structures and do capitalism differently. Do capitalism differently, precisely what the World Economic Forum is calling for, under the umbrella of the Great Reset. By doing it differently, they mean you own nothing and they own everything. While Bill Gates is buying up record amounts of farmland, you're being told that the dream of property ownership is an ancient relic. Over the course of the pandemic, billionaires have almost doubled their wealth. As their competitors fall like flies, the biggest corporations have raked in record profits. While on Main Street, small businesses have capitulated, unemployment has soared, and poverty has drastically increased. Wow, this Great Reset is really working out great for the little guy. Doing it differently means universal basic income, UBI. It means neo-feudalism. It means financial serfdom. And most people will learn to love it. Most of them will be happy to get paid by the government to sit on their asses getting fat watching Netflix all day. But it comes at a cost. And that cost is the complete abolition of self-determination and total dependence on technocrats. Emissions fell during lockdown. Let's keep it that way. Stay home. Stay staring at your screen. The technocrats are in control now. After all, you lost several social credit score points recently thanks to those angry Facebook posts. You really don't want to put your UBI at risk, do you? People like John Kerry need to fly around the world in private jets to decide your future. But do you really need to drive to see your family? Do you really need to take that holiday? How would governors and the federal government impose climate lockdowns, asks Stephen Miller. Simple. By declaring that climate change is an immediate public health and national security crisis and using the same authority granted to them by public health departments to implement them under the same guidelines they did for COVID-19. Bernie Sanders and AOC announced a bill suggesting as much yesterday. Those who refuse to comply, those who protest, those who, God forbid, drive a vehicle during climate lockdown, well, they're the science deniers and they need to be shut down. They need to be publicly shamed, deplatformed and arrested. This was always the risk with the mass implementation of lockdowns. Once your leaders enforce one under the guise of public health, they will not simply set aside their power to do so again. Don't worry, though. They're just following the science. This is the new normal our passive obedience helped create. We'd be naive to think that the technocrats will allow us to forget it.
Incredible, folks. You can find that video at InfoWars.com and band.video. And remember, you support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of some of our incredible specials. Right now is the best time possible to buy Winter Sun Plus. That's a vitamin D3 and vitamin K supplement to get you what you're lacking because you're forced to stay inside and it's too cold to get the sun.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. We're going to take a little trip right now. We usually try to stick to a singular topic for a segment. Now we're going to jump around topics, but they all have a singular thread that combines them all. If you are a longtime viewer of InfoWars or have simply done your own research, you're probably familiar with the maxim problem, reaction, solution. This is the strategy of the New World Order, specifically when it comes to false flags, to create a problem, to inspire a reaction, to then provide the solution that you had planned from the very beginning. We see it everywhere, of course, but it's taken on a new virulent form. And I want to try to illustrate this for you now. First, I want to go to a video. This is from last night. Antifa, as they have for, you know, the entire month on a biweekly basis, nearly a daily basis, Antifa in the Northwest has been rioting, in the Northeast, actually, New York City as well. Mobs of Antifa have been rioting, smashing windows, breaking into police departments, and completely running roughshod over the rule of law and encountering no resistance. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a full report about what they've been up to since the 6th, just to compare it to the dangerous white supremacist insurrection that we're being told about constantly. But first I want to play this video. It's from last night, and there's one line in particular that I think you'll find very interesting and sort of the thesis for what I'm going to discuss. So again, these are residents, citizens of Seattle yelling at Antifa, who is rioting in their neighborhood. Listen very carefully to what they call Antifa. Let's roll the clip.
I'm a lawyer. You're a politician. Gorgeous. Another politician.
It's not a poverty. You're doing so
taking
much
advantage
right
of the death of a black man. Good for you. Good for you. Be proud of yourself. You fucking opportunistic. Fuck you. You're opportunist. You go cry about it. Go home. Go back to the suburbs where you came from.
Bunch of QAnon. You bunch of
proud boy. Take the mask off so we know who you are. You're proud boys in our neighborhood, assaulting our neighborhood.
Go into
every
a neighborhood
night.
That
get out of here.
And help us.
You QAnon bastard. Go to jail.
Go do some good. Go help someone. Why don't you take 25 people every night for 4 hours? That's 100 hours. Instead of destroying stuff on the streets, you could take 100 hours and go into the
not
community
one of you
and
is
help
black
people. You
not
help
one of you is black.
Need. You could help someone who I can't eat. You could go help someone. You could bring them and go get the COVID
co-opting
vaccine.
Movement.
But instead, what are you doing here? You're burning down streets.
We can go ahead and hold down.
Trouble. All because
imagine
you can't
this.
Get your facts.
Imagine for months on end, a year practically, there are nearly daily riots going on where Antifa, black-clad communists, are rioting in the street and destroying things, with Black Lives Matter posters, with the Black Fist thing. But did you hear what those guys called him? He said, you're QAnon, you're Proud Boys. So just think about this. Just think about what is going on here. Antifa running roughshod. Antifa openly causing insurrection, openly rioting continuously over and over and over. And what's the reaction? You're really Proud Boys. You're really QAnon. I mean, this is, I know it's cliche. I know comparing things to 1984 is getting old, but have you ever seen anything like this? There's no, these aren't Proud Boys. These aren't Q. Where is this coming from? It's a complete psyop. It's total mind control. And even the people being attacked are blaming the people who are against the people who are attacking them. They're covering for the people that are attacking them. Their mind is so warped and so controlled, they think, they see Antifa breaking windows and breaking down doors, and they go, that must be Proud Boys in disguise. That must be QAnon in disguise. I really struggle to comprehend or to express what's going on here, because it is beyond description. It is beyond comprehension. What is wrong with these people? They're clearly not on Antifa's side. They're angry at them. They're mad at them. They're yelling at them. They're saying, go home. They're saying, you're just destroying things. You're worthless. You suck. You're probably Proud Boys. What? Antifa rioting over and over and over endlessly, and you blame it on the Proud Boys? But this isn't an isolated incident. I'll remind you that back in January, Portland protesters damaged Democratic headquarters and later attacked the ICE offices. So a group of 150 protesters carrying anti-Biden and anti-police signs marched in Portland streets and damaged the headquarters of the Democratic Party of Oregon. Again, this is Oregon, where it's not exactly a guess as to who these people are. It's Antifa and it's Black Lives Matter, and they're rioting like they always do. And they're destroying the Democratic National Democratic Party headquarters because they're communist and anarchists, and they hate both sides of the aisle because they want communism. They want to usher in a socialist utopia. So what does the Democratic Party say after Antifa smashes up their headquarters? Newswars.com has the headline, Democratic Party in Oregon blames Republican attacks after Antifa smashes its headquarters. So Antifa smashes your headquarters, Antifa smashes up your neighborhood, and then you blame Republicans, Proud Boys, and QAnon. This is incredible, right? Absolutely insane. Of course, it's happening right now on the impeachment floor with Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin blaming Trump supporters for burning a church. Of course, it was Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning a church. But they blame it on the Proud Boys and Trump supporters. Truly, truly incredible. But it goes further than that. We have these videos, and we'll go ahead and roll these in the background because I don't think the audio is necessary. We'll play clip four first. Broad daylight attacks in San Francisco and Oakland against the Asian elderly must stop. And this has been a epidemic recently. Go ahead and you can just roll this in the background. Attacks of young black men attacking elderly Asian people in the Chinatown section of the city and just brutally beating them, robbing them, stealing things from them. The people who have been arrested, one of them's last name was something Muslim. But it's been happening over and over, and there is a multitude of examples of this going on. So you have basically black thugs, gangsters, running around attacking Asian people. And how is this portrayed in the media, and how is this being taken by our leadership? Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, we stand with our Asian American and Pacific Islander community against the rising tide of racism and hate crimes that have been stoked to a fever pitch, much of amplified by the actions of our last president. So Trump gets the blame for this. She says, it's on all of us to speak up against bigotry and protect our neighbors. Again, it's almost beyond comprehension. It's almost beyond explanation. And again, we go back to problem, reaction, solution. This problem has been caused by the demonization of the police and the emboldening of criminals. That's what's caused murder rates to, in some big cities, triple, across the country to be raised by a third, up 33%, as well as violent crimes like carjackings in Philadelphia, tripling over the last year. And of course, yesterday, February 10th, the White House met with gun violence prevention advocacy groups, and their domestic policy advisor, Susan Rice, of all people, why she's not in jail, I wish I could tell you. But essentially, they're saying that they're discussing the ongoing public health crisis of gun violence in America, the historic increase in homicides across America last year, and the common sense steps to be taken to make our community safer, such as closing background check loopholes, stopping the proliferation of unregulated and untraceable ghost guns, and expanding community-based violence intervention programs. So there's one thing that's caused the increase in violence, and that is the Black Lives Matter movement and the defunding and demonization of police. That is the cause. That is the problem. The reaction is, oh my God, there's so much more violence. Their solution, empower the people that caused the violence. So whether it's Antifa in Oregon and Washington attacking people and then being called Proud Boys in defense, or whether it's the criminals going after your guns, it's all the same scam.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. We'll go out to your phone calls this segment just as soon as possible. Later in the program, I will be running through the litany of vaccine reactions being reported not only by independent users on social media, but also by the mainstream media as the effects of the vaccine, the negative effects, are becoming a little bit too much to handle. We'll also be going through in the third hour the cancer culture rolling on and taking out everybody who does not show complete fealty to the new globalist system into which they have been forced. And of course, we'll be talking throughout about impeachment and hearing from you, the American people, about what you think about the absolute fraud that is being perpetrated on us all in live time in the week ahead. But first, let me tell you about this. Turbocharge your defenses with these incredible new sales. Now, we've been telling you, if you want to get some of our best products on InfoWarsStore.com, you got to get them now. You know, every day I'm like, you got to go now because it's going to run out. And then sure enough, the next day you go and look and it says, you know, get on the waiting list because, well, because of the slow destruction of the supply chain. We're having to end sales on some of your fan favorite products, but we want you to be able to turbocharge your body's natural defenses for less. So we're bringing you fresh new sales on other classic InfoWars Life products. Winter Sun Plus, selling out fast at 25% off. Again, one of my favorite products and is a limited supply and might not be there for much longer. DNA Force Plus, also selling out fast with the incredible discount of 25% off that top shelf product. Ultra 12 is back in stock and it's 50% off. And Liquid Pure Turmeric Extract is 50% off. That is because Bodies is now on a waiting list. And if you'd listened to me before, you'd have a nice big supply of Bodies. So hey, do yourself a favor, listen to me now and get the turmeric extract, same active ingredient in a liquid form. The Lung Cleanse Plus is back in stock, and that's 50% off. And the Nascent Iodine Surface Spray is 50% off. The biggest thing you can do for your body's defenses is supplementing and empowering them. And even though DNA Force Plus is selling out quickly, we're keeping it at 25% off for an affordable advantage for your natural defenses. So there you go, folks. InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't go shop there, we won't be here. It's as simple as that. So we do appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your viewership. We appreciate you spreading these videos around and, you know, spreading the message. And most of all, we appreciate the fact that we can actually be here doing this because you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Don't wait. Do it now. Let's go out to the phone calls. Max in Kansas wants to talk about the trial, saying that the charges are ridiculous. That's one way to put it. Max, ridiculous. Thanks for calling in, Max. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. It's great to be talking to you again, man. Hope you're having an amazing day so far. Anyway, this trial is the biggest sham I've ever seen. It's ridiculous. I mean, incitement of violence, or that's the reason for impeachment. Mm. And you know, it just happens to happen, the Capitol thing just happens to, you know, be on a day that was supposed to be a turning point, you know, maybe, or you know, a day that was supposed to be a victory and to celebrate, you know, and just disappointed that got taken away from us. And anyway, you know, oh, forget about Maxine Waters or Cory Booker or Nancy Pelosi. Forget those people literally telling, you know, us to go out and riot. And it's not surprising because if there's one thing I've learned about the Democrats, it's that they deny facts. And not only that, but their party is solely based on hypocrisy.
Mm.
And they don't like something and they cry about it and they want to either kill or ruin those people's reputation and lives. And it's been done before. Anybody who's a roadblock to them or anybody who's a threat to them, they just it's off with them. And they're trying to do that to Trump. They're trying to ruin his political career. And it's the same thing over and over again. It's really disappointing and disgusting.
Yeah, it's totally despicable. And it's like from every level, this impeachment is invalid. It was an incitement of violence. The riot wasn't an insurrection. What they're accusing Trump of, they've done over and over again. They're you know, predicating it all on saying that the voter fraud claims are totally baseless when we have just an infinite amount of evidence that has never been adjudicated in a trial or a courtroom setting or even on the mainstream media. It hasn't been presented to the American people. So at every level, there's absurdities to this. And on top of it all, he's not even in office. The impeachment doesn't even matter. And they're really just trying to prevent him from running in 2024. I mean, you know, my question was, you know, at the beginning of this show, like, what's the most ridiculous? It's almost impossible to choose, isn't it, Max?
Oh, 100%, Harrison.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, sorry, I know you have other calls to get to, so I got one more thing to say to you. A guy called back in on Tuesday, was your first caller, he's a young man, said that kids need to open their eyes and that they can't see what's going on. It couldn't be more right, because let me tell you something. I'm a teenager. I just turned 15, and I understand how things – I understand and know things kids my age shouldn't know. I'm ahead of a lot of people my age. I know Lyndon Johnson, CIA, plotted an assassination against Jack Kennedy. I know Bush and Cheney are behind 9/11. I know about the Bilderberg Group. I know about the plan of the New World Order, and I listen to you guys daily. And you, Owen, Alex, and the staff back there and all you guys behind the scenes are all heroes. And I listen to you at school, too. While I do my work, and I'm wearing an InfoWars shirt as we speak, and a Don't Tread on Me hat. Right now I've got flags all over my room, and I just wanted to let you know that there are kids like me out there, and there are people like me who want to make a change and want to stop this evil from the takeover, and that's why I plan on going to college and studying constitutional law and political science and making this my life, because this is the true fight that matters, and this is the fight for humanity and the true fight for freedom. And you guys have inspired me to do that. As long as many other people at my school that I've talked to, they're just blown away by what I know. And because I've got about 27 books in my room right now. I've bought them. I've been reading them, books on history. A lot of American history. So I just wanted to let you know that you guys are a true inspiration. So thank you very much.
Oh, man. Well, that is the best thing I've heard all day, Max. That really makes me happy. And it's really incredible to know that there's kids out there, you know, like you. And, you know, God, you got a long road ahead of you, man. So just keep your head up. And, you know, all this knowledge, it literally can be a really heavy weight. But you do have quite a bit of a head start on, you know, most of the people your age. And you sound incredibly well-spoken. You know, I'd be tempted to, you know, encourage you to start your own YouTube channel or something, but, you know, do things your own way. And, you know, if your way is just staying sort of in the system and working, you know, undercover in a way to where you get your degree and you can actually, you know, get to one of these high up positions in one of these organizations and really make the change from the inside, that's, you know, just as valuable of a you know, attempt as coming out and just doing what we do and speaking about it. We need people like you working behind the scenes, getting good grades, being smart, and, you know, red pilling your friends on a small scale, just as much as we need people, you know, going after, you know, the fleeting fame of internet, notoriety like anybody else. So as well spoken as you are, I'm not going to tell you to go start your own channel or start your own, you know, Telegram, channel or streaming, program, because you might be more effective and better working behind the scenes and really making the changes from the inside. So, and thank you for that, Max. That is quite uplifting. It's good to know that what we're doing here is not falling on deaf ears, and what we're doing here is not just going out and you know, nothing happens. It's good to know that in some small way, at least one kid in Kansas is making the change that we all want to see in the world, and is going to be a powerful force arrayed against the globalist enemy one of these days. Thanks so much, Max. That was great.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain. energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We will go out to your calls just as soon as possible. A lot of people wanting to talk about the trial, the so-called trial, the witch hunt, and we'll go back to you momentarily. But first, I do want to cover this because if we don't do it, no one will. And it's one of the things I keep seeing on social media is people saying, nobody's covering this. Why won't media cover this? It's like, well, we are, and we have been, and we will continue to. So you can stop watching the controlled opposition mainstream media. You can stop watching the mainstream media itself. You can stop watching those that claim to be alternative but seem to only deviate very slightly, just enough to remain within that window of acceptable discourse. Or you can go to InfoWars.com and get the real truth, unfiltered, unvarnished, uncontrolled. That is, of course, when I'm talking about the vaccine side effects. Again, not being reported on by the mainstream media in the slightest and only barely being covered by other alternative news sources. But InfoWars has your back, folks. Here's a headline from Europe.InfoWars.com. Swedish nursing home residents are suicidal after getting the vaccine and learning family visits are still banned. Residents of a nursing home in Sweden are reaching new levels of despair after finding out that receiving the COVID vaccination does not enable them to receive visits from family members, according to reports. Senior citizens living at the Villa Magnolia nursing home in Stockholm were shocked to discover their relatives were still not welcome inside the building, even after residents and caretakers had been administered both doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The elderly have lost their zest for life and are considering jumping from the balcony, Freya Tider reports. Residents say their families can only visit them outdoors at the facility, where harsh winter conditions could put the elderly at greater risk for illness. And this is one of those things that we've been telling you for a long time. And I've even had to like tell my own friends, they're like, well, you know, I'm just ready to get my life back to normal, so I'm going to take the vaccine. It's like, why do you think your life's going to get back to normal after getting the vaccine? You could still get COVID. You might have even worse reactions to the vaccine. You're still going to have to wear the mask. The lockdown is still in place. You still can't, you know, do things without social distancing. Why get the vaccine? What is the point of it? If you think it's because you're going to get to, you know, get your life back, no, you're not. That's not the way this works. You've given up your freedom. You got to fight to get it back. You can't just do what they say and then they'll reward you. You think this is human beings we're dealing with here? No, these are scum. These are demons. These are people that you've given up, you know, just the slightest amount of control to, and they're not going to let that go. So it's depressing and horrible, but there it is. Swedish nursing home residents suicidal after getting the vaccine and learning that family still is banned from visiting them. So that doesn't even have to do with the reactions. Now let's get into the actual reactions to the vaccine. Hamilton PSW says allergic reaction to COVID-19 vaccine led to fainting, seizures, and CPR. A personal support worker feels the healthcare system failed her after someone overlooked her allergies, she said, and let her get the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine triggered a severe reaction, which she says caused her to faint, suffer multiple seizures, and require CPR and still feel the effects almost a week later. That's Deborah Tilley, 27, one of the few people who've had a severe reaction to the Pfizer vaccine. And while she doesn't want people to avoid the vaccine, Tilley says her case is a cautionary tale for those with allergies. Now think about this. She had to get CPR. That means she wasn't breathing on her own. That means without intervention, she would be dead because of this. Truly incredible. And this is actually from a mainstream source, CBC in Canada. Here's from the Daily Mail, another mainstream source, COVID-19 USA. New York City man in 70s dies 25 minutes after getting the vaccine. Officials say he did not have an allergic reaction. The man, who was in his 70s, collapsed as he left Manhattan's Jacob Javits Convention Center just 25 minutes after receiving the shot. The man has not yet been named, and it's unclear which shot he received. His cause of death is also currently unknown. I wonder. Gee, hopefully we can puzzle that out, folks. Hopefully we got our scientists on that, and they can find something that maybe would have caused his death 25 minutes before. New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said initial indications are that the man did not have any allergic reactions to the vaccine. Nope, just keeled over dead. But don't worry about it. Don't look into it. It's definitely nothing to worry about. Now, with those three stories, well, two stories really, because the first was Europe.Infowars.com, which I wouldn't call mainstream, certainly more reputable than some other sources. With those two mainstream sources, we have now exhausted the mainstream research on the subject, and we are forced to resort to personal stories. Here we see a post from social media at Sally KP on Twitter. Post this: my girlfriend is in a coma right now from a brain aneurysm 5 days after second dose of Pfizer shot. She's 28, no health issues, had a stroke right before me. This is BS. If people believe this could not happen when I'm losing the love of my life right now, day three of her coma. Truly incredible. Oh, is that a mainstream? It's Eyewitness News. I'm not sure if that's a mainstream source. The problem is, since this goes against the mainstream narrative, the mainstream insistence that the vaccine is perfectly safe and there is no adverse reaction, they won't look into any of these claims. They won't do research into any of this. I wish they would, because then we might actually have a handle on this situation, but they ignore this type of stuff. And it goes on and on. In fact, a woman on Twitter named Cassandra Kitson, and I actually just retweeted this, so if you want to go to my Twitter at Harrison of Texas with underscores, you'll see this, this thread, and it's an extensive thread. I don't even have time to read all of it, but I want to read a couple things from it. This is from, Katie Bassett at Bay State Health in Springfield, Springfield, Massachusetts. 3 hours after arriving at the ER and getting the first round of meds, the doctor decided to do an ultrasound of my heart because both EKGs looked good, but my heart rate was resting in the 140-150 range. Still, at the time, my cardiac monitor started alarming, and another attending had noticed a new rash and that had started to form on my neck and chest areas, and I was experiencing difficulty breathing again. I was immediately moved to a room and administered another round of medication and more fluids because I was having a second anaphylactic episode. They decided to admit me for observation at this point because they were worried I was going to have another reaction and need an EpiDrip and needed to monitor my heart rate. Luckily, my ultrasound looked good, so they did another EKG, and slowly but surely, my heart rate came down over the next day. It's still higher than normal, but they felt comfortable sending me home this afternoon around 3:30. She goes on and on about just how awful and scary this was. She says, I think the most bizarre parts of the situation first was that my vaccination site did not have any of the following around in case someone had an allergic reaction like mine. They had no blood pressure cuffs, no EpiPens, antihistamines, a stethoscope, or a timing device to track my pulse, all of which are safeguards that should be in place according to the CDC's website in case something like this does happen. But here's sort of the saddest thing about this and the most troubling thing about this. She says, unsure of how I was going to address this because I rarely post any medical information about myself online, but this post will be easier than answering a bunch of texts or text messages, and especially because talking about the vaccine has been such a hot button topic, and most people think I'm an anti-vaxxer because I brought up legitimate questions and concerns people should be considering before taking either of the COVID vaccines approved for emergency use currently. And with that being said, anybody who actually knows me now can now say they know somebody who had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine. So people who literally have a severe reaction to the vaccination are scared of saying anything in fear of being labeled an anti-vaxxer. That's how powerful the mind control truly is. And I mean, it goes on and on too. Talks about vile. And again, this thread is on my Twitter and you can read it yourself. But it's people who one person developed a head tremor. It's been getting worse and she has balance issues now. Hey guys, just turned this page in Moderna with Meridian Research, got first vaccine July 22nd or 27th and second July 26th. Both times had very sore arm, tender to touch. It's just literally over and over and over. Strokes, like bleeding in the head 9 days after they tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, this vaccine is a poison pill, quite literally. Don't take it. It's not worth it. You don't even get vaccinated at all. You don't even become immune to COVID.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off winter sun, has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue, limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off, or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God. And the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness. And appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls in just one moment. Just really quickly, I want to mention so much of, you know, I got all these videos from yesterday from the impeachment proceedings where they're attempting to strike fear into the heart of the American people and make the protest at the Capitol seems so much worse than it actually was. And you know, showing videos of look at Vice President Mike Pence barely escaping being murdered, and he's just like walking calmly down a hallway. And they're trying to make it seem all very intense and terrifying. They're putting scary music underneath it. It's all very scary, I'm sure. And again, it's like, how often can we just point out the hypocrisy of this? But here's how CNN covered the protests at the White House earlier last year, when over 60 Secret Service agents were sent to the hospital from injuries. So, you know, many times more than were injured at the Capitol. And this was one day of a many weeks long siege on the White House. But here's what they talked about at that time. Here's how they put it. CNN says, Donald Trump's bunker story tells you everything you need to know about him. Yeah, it's just a coward hiding in his bunker, right? Vanity Fair says Trump's still trying to save face over the whole hiding in a bunker thing, right? And finally, globalnews.ca says bunker boy Trump mocked for hiding from protesters at the White House. So when it happens to Trump, he gets mocked. He's called bunker boy. He's got a safe face because he's such a coward from hiding from these people. Meanwhile, 60 Secret Service agents injured as the mob attempts to literally kill Donald Trump and get into his home there. But when it happens to Mitt Romney, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. We have to hold an impeachment. We have to get after the domestic terrorists. We have to get rid of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. We got to get rid of it all. even ABC News, when there was video of Rand Paul and his wife being literally attacked by an angry mob. By the way, Rand Paul, a man who was almost beaten to death, a man who was shot at on the softball field, a man who has repeatedly been the target of attempted assassinations by the left, was surrounded by a mob. We have video of it. He's like helping keep police on their feet as people are attacking them and trying to grab at them and get at them, clearly in fear of his life, clearly in danger. What do they say? They put it in quotes. They say he was, quote, attacked by an angry mob. Video shows Paul being escorted by the D.C. police through a large crowd. So, I mean, it's beyond hypocrisy at this point. It's, I don't know. I don't know if there's a word for it, really. Right? You have actual violence being perpetrated on people on the right, and it's dismissed, mocked, made fun of, played down, played for a laugh. Oh, what are you going to do, hide in your bunker, bunker boy? And then, like, it's Mike Pence being escorted, like, an hour before protesters ever even got to that part of the Capitol. No danger whatsoever. No ill intent, really, by the protesters who broke in. They weren't armed. They weren't actually trying to get anybody. They're, like, running around waving flags and taking selfies of themselves. And they're just like, how can we allow this to happen? They're all crying. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's despicable is what it is. Let's go out to your phone calls. Rich in New York, thanks so much for calling. Thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Well, hello there. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You took my call before. People misunderstood what I was talking about when I was talking about peaceful nonviolent resistance.
Yeah, it was a great call.
Oh, thank you. These guys, you know, I got to explain to people, I'm not laboring under the delusion that Alex Jones is a peacenik or that he's a pacifist. Neither am I. I'm going to get past this. But I'm saying you don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Right.
And you don't bring knives and guns to a peace fight. If you're going to do that, because it's a form of resistance at any point along the way, which we cannot do violence right now. We must not. We'll destroy the whole country.
Right. I mean, it's like, you got a picture like France under Nazi occupation. The French resistance didn't go out like march in the street and like try to shoot Nazis. Like they would have been destroyed. They would have been eliminated. They changed their tactics. They worked underground. They moved under. It doesn't mean they gave up to the Nazis, right? It doesn't mean they just, completely gave up and surrendered to them. But they also didn't act stupidly because that would have ruined the entire movement. So, I definitely got your point, Rich. But, thank you for clarifying.
My call is on this point, though. This is very scary. Are you there?
Go ahead, sir.
There's a change, a sea change in the way people are approaching gun control laws.
Yep.
Dianne Feinstein years ago said, if I had the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, they'd turn them all in. They were talking about banning guns. The change that we're seeing now, and this to me is alarming, they're talking about banning certain people from having guns.
Right.
Not guns themselves. They're going to, if they work this out, they're going to go out and disarm loyal Americans who believe in the United States, who don't believe in that Vichy thing you were talking about where the country's been taken over by foreign powers and things, and they've changed the government, which they have. That's why they're building walls around everything. But they're going to disarm the people they think ought not to have them, but they're going to leave them in the hands of people who are going to come to your house and threaten you.
Yep.
This is in the 1960s in China. They had the Cultural Revolution, and they brought young kids and fanatics, basically communist fanatics, to people's homes. Somebody had a little store, and they supplied people with what they needed for years. They dragged them out in the street and they broke them down to the point where they were in tears and begging them to stop and saying that they were sorry that they cheated people because they took a profit on the things they sold. Yeah. You know, this sort of thing. And then they carted them off to camps and many, many people were killed. It was terrible. And I don't want to belabor that point. But this is frightening when they change this. All my life I've watched this gun control issue. And this is the point at which I've never heard them say, we're going to take it away from one group and let the other keep it. That's really a bizarre change.
You're right. It is a sea change, and it is a psychological operation. Guys, can you bring up that last headline you just had up? Because I hadn't seen that before. I think it was from The Independent. Democratic bill would force all gun owners to go through psychological evaluations along with family members. And you know, that's from the 3rd of February, 2021. And you know that, the way that the liberals and the leftists think about this and the way they talk about this is, you know, if you don't think trans women are real women, you're insane. You're a crazy person. You can't be trusted. If you don't think the Democrats are good, you cannot be trusted and you are insane. I mean, they are setting it up for, you're exactly right, psychological screening test to determine who can be armed and who can't. This is literally what you're saying verbatim, sir, from Washington Post. Guns are white supremacy's deadly weapon. We must disarm hate. And of course, we know, I mean, when they say white supremacy, when they say racism, that's to trick good people into going along with their evil deeds. They want to disarm all of us. They want to disarm anybody that is for freedom or liberty or the American way. And they can't get normal, regular people to go along with that. But if you say it's white supremacy, if you say it's racism, then the decent, good people who want to be good and want to help their fellow man, they think, well, it's well, they're white supremacists. They're racist. So I guess you can disarm them. And it's like, who do they call white supremacists and racists? Well, conservatives or Trump supporters. Well, I'm a black Trump supporter and I'm a black activist, but I also vote conservative. Well, guess what? You're supporting white supremacy. Hand in your gun, sir. So you're right. This is a complete sea change from the way it has been before. Same goal in mind. Goal, total disarmament. Cause at the same time, they are literally surrounding themselves with a semi-permanent, military dictatorship where they have soldiers surrounding them, big walls, massive automatic guns. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of DC, actually asked for mounted machine guns. So they want mounted machine guns to mow down whoever dares stand up to them because they're so scared of the insurrection coup, but they're going to deny you the ability to protect your own family and your own house with your gun. That's the ultimate, I mean, the ultimate goal is still the same, but you're right. The tactic that they're taking has changed in order to be more palatable and more easily accepted by the decent people in America who go, hey, we don't want racists having guns and white supremacists having guns. I hear they're our biggest threat. We better disarm them. It's the same one. There it is. Acting DHS Deputy Secretary. Oh, it's Pelosi. All right. Well, Muriel Bowser actually asked for him, but Pelosi apparently also wanted crew-manned machine guns in Washington. Think about that. Machine guns. It's incredible. It's terrifying. Go ahead, Rich. We got 30 seconds left in the segment if you have anything else.
Okay, one thing about the Capitol, this whole thing is like a switching of things around, upside down, Aleister Crowley kind of thing.
Yep.
If you get the crew to go to YouTube, Frontline, update on conspiracy theories, run about 24 seconds in, freeze the frame, and look at the guy who murdered Mrs. Babbitt.
All right, we'll look that up. I know exactly what you're talking about. The front line on Alex Jones, they changed after the
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right. And most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That for me is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got to pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to InfoWars.com and band.video. It's American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. OAN, One American News Network, reached out to me the other day to ask if they could air my Trump If video that I edited a couple months ago. I was happy to do it, and there's been a lot of attention brought to it. And if there's one thing I can say to all of my new followers on Twitter and all the people that have reached out and have watched this and have enjoyed it, there's one thing I can say to them. It's go to InfoWarsStore.com. You want to see more of this material? Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, and you'll see more edits like this. You'll see more creative expression of the American spirit. So I'm going to go ahead and play it now. We've played it a few times, but figured, hey, if OAN's playing it, we should at least play it ourselves since we are the ones who made it. So let's go now to this video I made of Trump and the poem If.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
If by Rudyard Kipling, the poem that lays out exactly what it takes to not just be a man, but be a human being in this world, worthy of respect and honor and living up to your full potential. A poem that my mom gave me on my 18th birthday and that has hung next to my dresser ever since then to remind me how to live a good life. And I think nobody has expressed that better than President Trump, as painful as it is sometimes to see him be ousted and destroyed. You cannot disagree with the fact that he has comported himself with the utmost dignity throughout his time as president and after, despite all of the mudslinging and attacks. Truly someone to look up to and model your life after. The man lost $2 billion serving us and has been met with nothing but scorn and ridicule and hate. Truly incredible. Folks, the Crew has just informed me that we are now back in stock with the Alexa Pure water filtration device. Now, this is not something that should be particularly partisan. You don't have to be a Republican or a conservative or a Trump supporter to know that when you drink water that comes out of your faucet, it tastes an awful lot like chlorine, especially with the attack that we saw against the Florida small town where they attempted to dump poison into the water supply. Now is the time to take advantage of this. Back in stock for the first time in months, Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system is now $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Third hour of American Journal here on Infowars.com and band.video. In case you were not privy to that first 5 minutes, it's back, folks. The Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system on Infowarsstore.com. It's been sold out 4 months, but it is now back and it's $50 off. That is the best water filtration device available on the market right now. It has been in such demand that we haven't even been able to have it in stock for a long time, but it's back and it may not be here for long. So take advantage of this sale right now and get 50% off your Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. And again, this is something that you don't need to be an info warrior. You don't need to be a conspiracy theorist. You can be a regular person. And I'll tell you what, if you get this and buy this and drink water out of this, and then after, you know, a week or two, try to go back to tap, you'll never want to go back to tap. It'll taste like pool water. It'll taste like chlorine. It tastes disgusting. You don't even really realize it until you have the good stuff, until you have the water that's been filtered through this incredible technology and is pure and clean and delicious. You don't even realize. And you go back to the tap water and it's just like, oh my God, I can't believe. And not only that, actually my sister and wife were talking about this. They're like, we don't even want to bathe in this stuff. Like, we don't want to take showers in this. It's, you know, whatever's in this tap water, it's not good for you, especially with, you know, what we saw from the Florida small town where a hacker got very close and actually succeeded in upping like the poison that they put in the water. And he just put it to like very dangerous amounts. And luckily somebody was there and saw it and put it back. But yeah, your water coming out of that faucet, not great, not good, full of all sorts of nasty stuff that you don't want in your body or even on your body. So go ahead and get the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system right now. It's back in stock. This is breaking news here. Infowarsstore.com, $50 off, and helps to support everything that we do here and get you delicious tasting water for a very long time. Stock up on some filters, get those Patriot points up, and just do yourself a favor, folks, and you'll appreciate it. Your whole family will appreciate it. It makes a great gift. And hey, they don't have to know where you bought it from. It's one of those great things, you know. I've told the story before. I went over to my friend's girlfriend's house, and I didn't know who she was. My friend had to step out, so it was kind of awkward. I'm sitting there with his girlfriend, and I'm sort of looking around for something to talk about, and I see that she has a water filtration system, and it's like, oh, you filter your water, huh? And suddenly we're off and talking about all the stuff that's in the water and how horrible it is, and she's showing me books about natural foods and organic foods, and it's like, this is something that goes across the political spectrum and should really be the concern of every human out there. Concerned about what's going into your body. What poisons are you ingesting? What poisons are you showering in? And of course, we have shower heads that filter things. And it's not something you need to be an info warrior to care about everybody should care about this. And if you're concerned about, you know, getting good filtered water, I mean, don't spend money on bottled water. That is expensive as heck. It's much cheaper to get the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. So I suggest that you do. I suggest you do it right now before the show's over. Why wait? There's the Pro Pure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max. That also 10% off. And again, it'll make a big difference. You'll notice for sure. So go ahead and shop at InfoWars Store right now. Keep us on the air and keep yourself as healthy as humanly possible. And with that, we go back out to the phone calls. Nick in Florida has called in about the trial. Thanks so much for calling, Nick, and thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Harrison.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
I originally wanted to talk about like the Texas situation.
Sure.
Basically what I'm worried about, I live in Florida and I want to start like a Flexit movement.
Yep.
But what I see in Texas is these major like tech owners and stuff buying up these huge swaths of land. I think that's like something Texas should be really concerned about, and they should actually be kind of watching these people because, you know, from what I see and from what I gather, they're actually, you know, going to use these giant swaths of land as points of attack. After basically civilization breaks down, because we know that the plan of attacks and all the crimes that these, you know, basically communist traitors have done against the American people, we know they're not going to stop. So I'm seeing like Bill Gates and Zuckerberg buying up all this land in Texas. And it's like, what's this land for? Like, I've heard that, you know, they're building landing strips on this land. And a lot of the farming people are saying, oh, well, you know, they're going to use they're going to try to manipulate the food markets. But I actually think they're building up and stocking up on this farmland to help supply the troops. And after, you know, the United States basically destroys itself, that they're going to use these huge swaths of land to bring in personnel from either Mexico or from wherever, Northern California areas that they own up there, to help in the attack. And that's pretty much all I got. I just think that people need to be concerned with these big tech companies and all these organizations moving into Texas and Florida. And, you know, the only real, I feel like they own so much and control so much of the government and the functions of government that really, no matter what, I know they proposed that bill the other day and Texas, which is good, that congressman or whatever that did that. But I feel like, you know, the federal government, it basically needs these good big states like Florida and Texas, these productive states. They basically are parasites and they need these states to feed off of, and they're not going to let them go. So even if they do get the votes or whatever, people are going to have to break away in their own ways. And what I was thinking is, it's something I call like inverting the inversion, or invert the inversion. And it's like, okay, you know, when they steal a mayor or they steal a governorship or they steal, you know, a senator race, what we need to do in these states is actually just go around. First off, we need to go to all the police stations and have them all sign a thing that they're not going to enforce and basically carry out these illegal actions.
Right.
And then they want to say, okay, well, we're the governor or we're the mayor. No, we're the governor or we're the mayor. Or, oh, we're going to arrest you for not wearing a mask. No, we're going to arrest you for trying to make us wear a mask.
Hmm.
You know, we need to just completely invert the inversion on all of them. And I think we all just need to be aware of what's going on. That's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, it's a lot of great points. I know some states are already doing that. I know the Dakotas are putting forward bills to nullify a lot of Biden's orders. I think it was it Iowa that said they're going to be a Second Amendment sanctuary state, and they're not going to enforce any of these laws. South Dakota Republicans draft bill to nullify Biden's executive orders. A lot of states are already doing this, and definitely you know, getting involved in the local politics and getting involved on the ground and supporting candidates who support this type of stuff is definitely the way to do it. A lot of sheriffs are, you know, getting involved and saying, we will not just not enforce the unconstitutional orders, we'll arrest people who try to enforce the unconstitutional orders. Okay, there Greg Abbott positions Texas as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. I think more recently it was a state with it. I think it was Iowa that wanted to do that as well or something similar. So that's definitely one way to mitigate the oppressive, tyrannical regime. Constitutional sheriffs asked Michigan police to stand against Biden in COVID-19 orders. So there is a backlash brewing and there's a backlash growing. That's from the 8th of February, just a few days ago. So very good idea. And luckily, some people are already putting this into motion. And of course, what you're talking about with big tech moving into Texas, I completely agree with you. The reason they're moving to Texas is because they have destroyed California. And of course, they're bringing their policies, their politics and their workers with them. I don't see much benefit to Texas. It's like, we're going to get a lot of tax money. It's like, okay, but you're destroying our state from the inside out. I'm not excited about big tech companies coming to Texas. I don't care if it brings a little bit. It's like, they're going to bring a little bit more taxes. They're going to bring their own workers. They're not going to bring a ton of jobs to Texas because they're going to bring all their people with them from California. And then they're going to vote to massively raise my taxes. So I don't care how many taxes they're going to bring when they're going to vote to raise my taxes. I don't get any of their taxes. They're just going to take mine. And, it's not great. And then of course, China itself is already buying up huge swaths of Texas along the Texas border. And they are, building airstrips where they can land without any oversight, without anybody, knowing what they're bringing in. It's an incredibly troubling situation. And, it's affecting all states as, they've destroyed their locales and then move outwards like a plague.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend? Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. We will go right out to your phone calls later in the show before we close out today's edition of American Journal. I will be detailing some of the so-called cancel culture that we've been seeing over the last few days. And I'll also be covering some of these breaking headlines from National File and InfoWars.com. But first, I do want to go out to your phone calls. We have Scott in Florida, Ronald in North Carolina, Rod in California, and Nathan in Tennessee. Thanks so much for calling in, fellas. Let's start with Scott in Florida. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Harrison. I'd like to say that President Trump's second impeachment is a witch hunt and a show trial reminiscent of Stalin's Russia during the 1930s. Charles Schumer, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Bernie Sanders, Dianne Feinstein, Mark Zuckerberg, Michael Bloomberg, the Sulzberger family, who of course owns the New York Times, all the news that's unfit to print. And of course, last but not least, George Soros, the puppet master, and the rest of their Zionist lynch mob are hell-bent on revenge against our legitimate president, who should be in the White House right now instead of the current Zionist-occupied government imposter, or ZOG. George Soros is an infamous international Jewish banker and communist who has a ruthless and evil agenda, Mr. Smith, to transform America into a communist country. Soros has funded Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the removal of Confederate statues, climate changes, and many other communist movements. Soros' ultimate dream is to overthrow the U.S. government, just like the Jewish Bolsheviks did in 1917 when they overthrew and murdered Tsar Nicholas II of Russia. Communism was invented by the German Jew Karl Marx, and hence communism is a Jewish invention. Let me repeat that. Communism is a Jewish invention that has murdered over 100 million people and enslaved much of the world. What I want the listeners to know and the American people to know that this nightmare that's going on in large part comes from international Jewry. The Jews control Washington, D.C., Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, the media, Hollywood, Las Vegas, AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, etc. It would take me hours, Mr. Smith, to broadcast the enormous power that the Jews have. So this is just a very, very slim outline. But make no mistake, there is a titanic war raging in America today between international Jewish capitalism and international Jewish communism, with international Jewish bankers like Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, and others who represent international Jewish capitalism, and George Soros and Saul Alinsky, who represent international Jewish communism. Jewish liberalism.
If you want to know what's going on here, and I totally appreciate your point about the show trial and how this is exactly what occurred in the overthrow of the Russian monarchy and the implementation of communism in Russia. And you just have to read Gulag Archipelago by Solzhenitsyn, and you see exactly what's going on and what is to come down the road. And I'm hearing piano music. I'm not sure if you're playing piano, Scott, but George Soros literally, avowed Nazi. I mean, there is an entirely different set of standards applied to people like George Soros. And, Donald Trump was probably one of the friendliest presidents to Israel that America has ever had. And to me, it's not even a matter of whether they're Jewish or not. It's like Israel's influence on our country is a foreign nation influencing our country. I mean, half the people in Biden's administration have dual citizenship with a foreign country. This is incredible. This is not something any, you know, self-respecting country should have to deal with. And I don't care if it's Mexican dual citizens or Israeli dual citizens. It's a simple matter of globalism that all of this embodies. And it's also why I think that the argument between, you know, capitalism and communism, it is a false dichotomy. I'm not in particular a capitalist. I don't worship capital. But I do think the free and fair, you know, trade is far superior than the communistic, alternative. So, I appreciate your point. But again, it's alienating to a lot of, good Jewish people. And you have to differentiate the fact that, there are a lot of people at the top who are billionaires and international bankers and the Rothschilds. Your average just, you know, adherent Jewish neighbor or friend or, you know, whoever, that doesn't deserve to be lumped in with them. So I appreciate your point, but the way you express it, maybe not the best to convince people to your side, sir. But, and then, you know, the other point is, of course, Bill Gates and the Bushes and all these people, they're not Jewish. And, you know, what a lot of people end up doing is playing the, you know, like find the Jew game where it's like, well, he's not Jewish, but, you know, let's find somebody around him who is, and be, you know, because it comports to your, you know, preconceived notion. So it's a matter of, to me, globalism versus nationalism and people who want to protect their country versus people who adhere to no country and are above it all, basically manipulating it at their own will. And yeah, it's a complete, you know, system of evil that has infiltrated our elite, you know, systems of power and have taken total control and are playing one side against another for their own benefit. And at the end of the day, it basically all goes back up to the banks. I mean, you look at a lot of the censorship that goes on. It's literally MasterCard and the big banks that are dictating this to the big tech companies. And it's all very overwhelming, but just don't get your eye off the prize too much, and definitely take into account the fact that you may be turning people away with you know, that type of talking. In the same way that, you know, when people demonize all white people or demonize all black people, I just tend to reject that outright. And no matter which group of people that you're actually talking about, you got to keep your eye on the prize. And at the end of the day, one of the biggest issues is that then when you try to criticize, let's say, Israel's, you know, influence in America, or you try to criticize George Soros, it's like, well, you're just anti-Semitic. You just hate Jews. And it's like, I don't care what religion he is. He's an evil man that's trying to destroy our country. I don't care what religion this foreign country is. I don't think they should have this much influence in our country. It's about nationalism. It's about America first. And you can be any race, color, or creed, but you have to understand that above it all is the national cohesion that is required to make our country something great. So, you know, it can work negatively when you're like, you know, I'm talking about George Soros and that he literally is pouring tens of billions of dollars into outright destruction of our way of life and everything. And he's literally a Nazi sympathizer who doesn't even apologize for it. And the media totally ignores that. I mean, the amount of hypocrisy and all that sort of stuff, it can be undercut by an obsession with the Jews. And it's like, well, George Soros, he's bad because he's a Jew. It's like, no, he's bad because he's an evil person that's using billions of dollars and pouring it into anti-American communist organizations to destroy our way of life. So go after the bad people for the bad things they do, maybe not the religion that they're a part of. We'll go to more of your calls, and I'll get into cancel culture on the other side, folks. And maybe a good topic for going into cancel culture. We'll be right back with American Journal, Infowars.com.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And
a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, InfoWars.com. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk a little bit about cancel culture, shall we, before we go back to your phone calls with Rod, Ronald, and Nathan in Tennessee. I'll try to get to all three of you before the show's over. But first let's debunk the idea of cancel culture as a concept, because I want to make it very clear. There is no such thing as cancel culture. Of course there is, Harrison. What the hell are you talking about? There's cancel culture. People are getting canceled all the time. Of course they are. They're not getting canceled by the mob. They're getting canceled by corporations. They're getting canceled by billionaires. They're getting canceled by banks. There's not some sort of ability for the mob to decide who gets canceled and who doesn't. If that was the case, you would see just as many leftists being canceled as you would people on the right, because people on the right don't want to hear the leftist crap, and people on the left don't want to hear the right people, you know, people on the right's crap. But you see it only going one direction, and that's because it's not about a culture on the ground, you know, of the mob just dictating what happens. It is top-down oppression. It is top-down censorship with manufactured consent. They know they can get away with canceling people if they have a few tweets about it first. Someone at Twitter can make something trend and then say, well, it's because of that we had to cancel things. I don't believe there is such thing as cancel. I think there's a major issue with, you know, people in this country that don't believe in argumentation. They don't believe in free expression. They will demand people get canceled. They'll be angry that somebody else is allowed to say something that they're not allowed to say, but they don't have the power to put that into fruition. They don't have the power to cancel anybody. They only have the power to whine about it, which is fine, right? That's fine. If you want to cry and yell that Jordan Peterson's allowed to, you know, give speaking tours, no one cares. You can shut up or you can yell. It doesn't matter because you don't have the power to do anything about it. People that do have power to do something about it are the ones who are responsible for this. It's top-down oppression. And then they manufacture consent as a falsified justification for what they are doing. And now the most worrying part about this is that they are merging with the government in a very real way. In the same way that, think about Bank of America giving the financial records of people that were in D.C. during January 6th to the federal government. That is the bank acting as an arm of the government, a surveillance arm of the government. It is a cooperation between the billionaires, and the largest corporations in the history of the world, working together to eliminate dissent. Whether you're dissenting against big tech or dissenting against the government, they are one and the same now, and they are operating as a singular force to destroy you. It is top-down oppression. And doesn't matter what the lowly people say, they'll go along with whatever is dictated from the top. And I think that's sort of an important thing to point out in all of this. There's another misconstrued idea that we'll cover in just a second. But just to illustrate the point that I just made, Facebook Oversight Board member Carlin joins Biden administration DOJ. Stanford University Law School's Pamela Carlin, who you may recognize from the first Trump impeachment, will serve as principal deputy assistant attorney general in the DOJ's civil rights division after spending less than a year on Facebook board set up in 2019 to review social media platforms' content policing decisions. Now, again, this is a Supreme Court for big tech, so they can put off decisions on a pretendingly non-biased organization. Well, Facebook, it wasn't us. It was the oversight board that we staff and we control and only destroys people who are on the left. And of course, one of their first big decisions was eliminating the president of the United States now, and actually throughout Biden's preparation to become president. Now that he's actually in office, his entire administration shares quite a few members with members of this oversight board or with Facebook in charge of censorship. And now there, what is it, principal deputy assistant attorney general in the DOJ's civil rights division. So your civil rights are now being dictated by somebody whose previous job was to censor you, silence you, and deny you the right of the First Amendment. Censorship as a whole has been accelerating. YouTube shuts down LifeSite's channel. Every video completely gone. LifeSiteNews.com is a very valuable source that we reference quite often here on InfoWars. YouTube just completely removed the LifeSite News YouTube channel. It is in a temporary ban. Every single one of our videos is completely gone. As far as I can tell, there wasn't a big outcry about LifeSite. There wasn't some sort of cancel culture movement that caused this to happen. They were simply removed with the push of a button by somebody at YouTube. That is top-down oppression wielding power against your political enemies. And this spans the entire spectrum of American life. Dollar General just dropped Mike Lindell's MyPillow line today. He says this is outrageous. He's fighting for all Americans. You can use code HOPE45 on MyPillow.com to support him. And this is just one in a very long series of businesses that have decided to stop carrying the MyPillow brand because of his political leanings. Again, not a big call for this. They were probably making money off MyPillow. There were probably a lot of happy customers buying MyPillow from their stores. This is not cancel culture. This is people at the top, the CEOs of these countries, companies deciding to eliminate somebody they see as politically disfavorable. So this is going to, it's not just about eliminating your speech, your ability to speak up. It's about destroying your ability to make money. It's the implementation of a social score in the exact same way that China has. Again, not through cancel culture, but through top-down oppression. Now, the other thing that I hinted at a little bit earlier, the misnomer, the misconception that a lot of people have is this catchy little saying, go woke, go broke. Here's the thing. They don't care. It's not about the money. They're not trying to make money. If it was about making money, they would serve the conservatives. They would actually advertise to conservatives. They would allow conservatives on their platforms. It would allow them to make money. The proof right here. Twitter reports a $1.14 billion net loss for 2020. They don't care. They're going to keep doing it. It's not about money. One of the biggest confusions people have these days is it's like, well, everybody's just out to make money. They're just trying to make money. No, they could make more money by being more conservative. They could make more money by being more American. They don't care. They're willing to lose the money because the people who literally create the money are willing to back them up. Just look at the Young Turks or Vice News going through literally hundreds of millions of dollars in investment, completely blowing it, making no money back. What happens? They get reinvested in. They get hundreds of millions of more dollars pumped into them despite the fact that it all gets lost. It's not about making money. It is about using the biggest corporations in the world to shut down political dissidents. Here's a little bit more evidence. Marjorie Taylor Greene's popularity among Republicans rises since vote to strip her of her committee assignments. It doesn't matter what the mob says, even if, because the mob might be Republican. It doesn't matter. They don't care. They'll shut you down anyway. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. banned from Instagram days after outlining Bill Gates' global domination efforts. Again, he had 800,000 subscribers on his platform. They don't care who wants to talk to, who wants to hear from him. They don't want you to hear from him, so they'll shut him down. And then, of course, this is one of the biggest stories today. Canceling the Mandalorian's Gina Carano for Republican Jewish analogy only proves her point, which is exactly right. Here's what she said. Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating somebody for their political views? This got her kicked off. I can point to hundreds of thousands of times that this exact thing has been said from the other perspective. It doesn't matter. Again, it's not about what they're saying exactly. I mean, they'll cry anti-Semitism, but it has nothing to do with that. It's literally a point that has been made time and time again when they're calling Trump a Nazi. It's celebrated. It's supported. They'll cancel other people for denying it. But if you say it in favor of Republicans, you must be destroyed. You must be eliminated. And of course, she's exactly right. And I've said it so many times on this program. It's amazing to see people like, gosh, how did the Nazis, how did Germany ever get to the point of the Nazis? Meanwhile, it's just like black-clad police officers beating people in a park with a billy club. And they're like, that's good. They weren't wearing masks. Yeah, that's how we got there. You fools.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have. Being given free will, being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset or the beauty of the waves in the ocean or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
Final segment of American Journal on this, the 11th of February, 2021. We'll go out to your phone calls very shortly. I did want to mention this really quick. It's a tweet from Noam Bloom. He points out that on the trending list yesterday, number three was trending because people are mad at Gina Carano, the actress from The Mandalorian, who was canceled for talking about the Nazis. So it says number three is trending because people are mad at Gina Carano comparing something to Nazis. And number four is trending because people are comparing Josh Hawley to the Nazis. It's a double standard. It's a complete falsification. It's a complete fabrication. It's top-down oppression. That's what we're fighting against. And folks, before I go to phone calls, I do want to quickly remind you that we are now back in stock with the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. It has been months since we've been able to offer this product, and in celebration of it being back, we're giving you $50 off. So if you've ever wanted to make a purchase that could singularly improve your life, perhaps more than any other object in your home, go ahead and purchase the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. It's back in time for the first, back in stock for the first time in months, and it is 50% off and will make an incredible difference in your daily life. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're drinking tap water right now, $50 off, not percent. Thank you, crew. $50 off. Still a massive discount here. That's 19%. So almost 20% off. $50 savings on Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. And I challenge you, drink out of this for a week and then go back to tap water and tell me it does not taste like chlorinated pool water. Whatever comes out of your faucet is not safe to drink, folks. You need to filter it first, at least. And it's cheaper than, having water delivered or buying bottled water. You don't produce the trash. You don't have to deal with the delivery nonsense. Just get this, put it up, set it up in your kitchen or your living room or your bedroom or your bathroom or wherever. And you have an endless supply practically of clean, fresh, pure water. That's the AlexaPure Pro water filtration system, available now for the first time in months on InfoWarsStore.com with a $50 off savings immediately as soon as you add it to your cart. So go ahead and do that now. Don't wait, because who knows how quickly these will be sold out and how long it'll take till we get another one. Now let's go out to the phone calls. Rod in California has a comment about the trial. Thanks so much for holding for us, Rod. I appreciate you staying on the line, and you are now on the air, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I wish you guys were on the TV. That would be even better. But anyways, I feel like this, if this keeps going on with Trump being constantly destroyed, I think this country will never be the same. I think even if we wait till 2024, the elections will be completely fraud. I guess fraud taken over pretty much. But one of the things I wanted to get back to is, and you were talking to someone earlier about this, you know, all this that's going on, there's a lot of money being thrown at everybody that is corrupt. But I really believe that China is on their way to the USA. I think that they've bought an island in the Bahamas, or they bought an island and made a port there. So, and, you know, it's a military port, but they're saying it's not a military port. It's just a big, I mean, it's a huge port. You can look it up. It's on the internet. You've got China buying along the coast, or along the border of Texas.
Yep.
We've got a lot of things happening that are very concerning. And, you know, they're buying up islands on the way to the USA. People need to look into this. And, you know, I have friends that I've worked for companies that were Chinese owned, and I know how they work. I also have friends that have escaped China. And I've basically shown them videos of, like, there's this one video on Bing. It talks about the plan to take over the USA, and it's coming from General Houghton. He's a general. He was a general. I think he died in 2009. But they have a plan, and I think that, you know, everything that's going on is the thinning of the flock. Right now, China sent us this virus, right? And we're all living in fear, but China is laughing at us right now. And, you know, even people that are from China that I've shown this video to, and they know who this person is, they all agree that, you know, the plan was to, I mean, and still is to occupy the USA. So,
well, yeah, I mean, we are the, you know, primary political, you know, geopolitical force that would oppose them. And you are exactly right. I mean, they're buying islands, they're leasing islands, they're buying up land in America. They've bought up huge tracts of land in Canada. Their military is training in Canada. They're taking over Africa and colonizing that piecemeal. The Belt and Road Initiative is absolutely expanding. I mean, they're just expanding at an incredibly rapid rate. You saw the video, I'm sure, of the professor talking about how he, you know, shut down or, you know, basically got to overrule an American business owner when Xi Jinping went there. I mean, they are literally laughing in our faces and mocking us and saying how dumb we are that we're allowing all this to happen. Even, you know, as little as we trust them, hey, a broken clock is right twice a day. Council on Foreign Relations says the horrendous global consequences of a war between the United States and China, most likely over Taiwan, should preoccupy the Biden team. Right now you have America and Germany, and I believe one other, India maybe, doing joint naval exercises near Taiwan. At the same time, you have Iran, Russia, and China making a naval, practice there just off the coast of India. Chinese Navy set to conduct joint naval operations with the Pakistani Navy near Karachi. I mean, they are moving on all fronts, and we're sitting here like a bunch of lame ducks
just waiting for it to happen. It's something we've been, you know, putting forward constantly. And I get that a lot of people on the right are kind of like sick of hearing about China because they're like, we don't care that China is, you know, anti-freedom. Look at what's happening in America. They're like, let's focus on America now. And it's true, you know, who cares that China is censoring Chinese people when Americans are censoring American people? There is something that we can focus on here and now, but we have to understand that this has only been allowed to persist because people in our country have willingly given up all of this to China, and China is now ruthlessly expanding without, you know, reserve, without competition, without being prevented from doing this, without opposition. In fact, people in America who rule us are profiting off of this and helping China to achieve this. So absolutely, this is our number one political, geopolitical adversary right now, and they show no signs of slowing down. And, you know, I think InfoWars is probably the number one media organization in America actually pointing this out and decrying this, except for perhaps, you know, Epoch Times or somebody that's actually like associated with China and in China warning about this. It's incredibly worrying, and it's almost like, you know, they may invade. I mean, they may want to invade. They may be setting the grounds for invasion. But far before that happens, they are destroying us from the inside out to where we may not even be able to put up a fight by the time they actually want to put boots on the ground. So incredibly worrying, incredibly destructive, you know, future ahead of us if we don't get a handle on this and we don't start to fight back. And it is probably the number one, you know, geopolitical threat that the Biden administration is ignoring, playing down, and actually helping to aggravate as we move forward into the Biden administration. You're very right, Rod, in drawing our attention to this and pointing out the true devastating threat that China faces. And I thank you for your call. I do want to get to one more quick call. Nathan in Tennessee, veteran and a longtime listener. Thanks so much for calling. Thank you for holding. We only have a minute left, sir, but I'd hate to leave you on hold. Thanks for calling in. Nathan?
And I appreciate you taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. I'm not so sure President Trump wasn't taken as a coup. The Q proof showed that Q was on Air Force One. There was pictures, and he pardoned. Why did he pardon Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne was caught with possession of a handgun. Lil Wayne raps about Illuminati constantly. Why did President Trump pardon him? And the Q proof showed that Q was with Trump, and Trump tweeted the same time with, I love Alex Jones, love you guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of evidence that, you know, Q, at least at the beginning, was somebody, you know, on the inside. But at the end of the day, nothing he, you know, prophesized came true. None of the people he said to trust were actually trustworthy. And I think at the end of the day, Donald Trump listened to Jared and Ivanka and pardoned, you know, criminals because criminal rappers because he thought it would boost his numbers with the black community. And I think that was a total mistake. And I think that even if Q had some truth at the beginning, it was totally co-opted, turned on its head. And again, the entire point of it is to tell you, don't do things yourself. Leave it up to the professionals behind the scenes. And that is the completely wrong message. Listen to us at InfoWars, and we say you are the resistance. It's up to you. Don't trust the plan. Make a plan. Where we go one, we go all. So go. Lead. We'll follow. Alex Jones begins in 1 minute.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers.
vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.